Welcome to the Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Cosme Cruz. Super Bowl 58, one of America's favorite pastimes, is finally here in early February. There are plenty of ways to enjoy the special Sunday night football, with friends, family, or out and about. The real question around campus, however, is who was the best Super Bowl halftime performance of all time, and Columbia students did not disappoint with their answers. First up, first-year social media and digital strategy major Dariel says she's torn between two icons.
I don't know, but to me, I know this is a very probably stereotypical answer, but I think Beyonce, considering she's almost performed at the Super Bowl twice, one with Coldplay and one back in 2012, I think, 2011. So I always can count on Beyonce to kill it every year, but I think my favorite was Rihanna. I think it was probably my favorite. Even though she didn't have the songs I really hoped she would perform, I think she was my favorite too.
Next, senior radio major Zach says his favorite was an artist that knows how to make an entrance.
I would say my favorite Super Bowl halftime would be, I think it was Katy Perry's when she, I don't know what year it was, I think it was a while ago, but she came out. I think it was a stallion or a horse that was like probably 100 feet tall, maybe 200 feet tall, like something completely absurd. And with Katy Perry, all of her songs are just like those classic hit songs that everyone used to listen to back in like 2010. So hearing her perform at such like a big arena was very thrilling to watch, and just to hear all the nostalgia, all the nostalgic tracks was, yeah, it was very energizing, and it was definitely qualifying to become one of my favorite Super Bowl halftime shows.
And finally, if you thought that students were the only ones getting excited for the Super Bowl Sunday, adjunct professor Zelene Bates recalls an unforgettable Super Bowl performance.
I think the one with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake when they had the malfunction was at least the most memorable one.
Keeping the Super Bowl Sunday tradition alive, she's very much looking forward to this year's halftime performance, and even more so for an artist that is set to be in the stands as opposed to the stage.
I guess I like all the excitement around Taylor Swift and whatever her guy's name is, Casey Travis. Yeah, okay. That's kind of interesting. I like when people break records, so this would be a fourth win for Casey, so that would be exciting to me.
Make sure to check out more stories like this one at ColumbiaChronicle.com and check out our other podcast, Chronicle Headlines. I'm Cosme Cruz. Thanks for listening.